Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. You know the theme of this show. Concepts. Concepts you're not seeing all too often. That's the reason I do this show. Concepts in healing. I don't know what I haven't done or tried over 25 years. Undoubtedly, my learning process will go on forever. It's an infinite amount of information, an infinite amount of passion that I bring to your healing and to find new ways to get you to see it the way I see it. And that's the theme of the show, thus Straight Talk on Health. Today's show, Advanced Concepts in Healing Disease, How Wrong Perspectives Guarantee Failure. Now, I hit this concept, this theme, from various dimensions all the time. So I say to myself, then why, after all that effort, do people still come in and ask me, do you treat this condition, Dr. Medici? If you're one of those people suffering from chronic illness, parading around to different doctors' offices, especially the holistic type, and you're constantly saying, but what I want to know is, what's your success rate with my type of disease? I've got cancer. I've got heart disease. I suffer from relentless chronic low back pain. I've got irritable bowel syndrome. I've got fibromyalgia. I've got memory loss. I have the early stages of Parkinson's. I have diabetes. And you're the kind of person that walks into your doctor and consistently finds themselves saying, does this doctor treat this type of disease? You're making a big mistake. I'm going to pound this into you today over the next 30 minutes, and then later on you get to my website within an hour or so, and I'm going to pound it into you in an even more comprehensive way. And the reason is, you keep doing this. You have to stop asking the wrong questions. Your life is just a bunch of things you got to do to get the job done so life can go the way you want it to go. Family, so on and so forth. And then one day you find yourself incapable of getting up out of bed. The natural thing to do, so it's not a criticism, the natural thing to do is find out what your condition is and what you're going to do about your condition. And this is what you see people do. Now, that makes sense, right? You've got irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. You pick the illness. You pick the illness. Throw your illness in. Throw your family illness in. The show is about the whole picture. So pick your illness, pick your symptom, and what you do is you go to Google, you get on YouTube, and you surf. And you surf the web for solutions. And what's the question you put in to the toolbar? The question you put in is cures for my cancer, cures for my brain cancer, cures for my heart condition, cures for my liver problem, how to prevent renal failure. And that's understandable. And that's the mistake. The question you should be asking is, How can I, John Q. Smith, how can I, John Smith, feed my health specific to my health portfolio? That is a very different question. When you find in process a doctor that you trust to help you in your healing journey, the question you want to be asking that doctor, the question you want to ask the office, and really where you ought to put your attention, is what are the things that you can do specific to your health portfolio so that you can feed your health to bring enough of a health climax to your body so that your body can send it where it needs to send it to cure the disease. That's very different. You see the difference? Now, that most people don't see this is understandable. It's understandable because we have the allopathic model, and the allopathic model is, of course, you've got a symptom, you go to the doctor, you get a diagnosis, so now you know the name of your disease. And then the doctor tells you how to treat your disease. Right there, you're doomed as far as the other model is concerned. You're doomed. Because treating your disease has nothing to do with building your health. Now, yes, 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 many of you know that, so you jump into the holistic model. And what does the holistic model do? Generally, the holistic model answers your first and foremost question. What are you going to do about my disease? What's your success rate with my disease? I want to compare your success rate with my disease to my medical doctor's success rate with my disease. And I'll look at his success rate, and I'll look at your success rate, and then I'll make a reasonable decision, or maybe I'll do both. You're still missing it by a mile. In a sense, right, this is all self-evident, really, when you watch people. And that includes many of you that are nodding your head right now saying, yes, I understand. Oh, I get it. But when you really watch people work with their problem, the first thing they want to know is, what do I do for this new problem I found out that I have? And that is the first step towards failure. And that's the point of the show today. Now, I'm going to fill in the blanks. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. This is about how to give you guidelines, how to give you tools to navigate yourself towards a healing for you, specific to you, to specific to your problem. And that's what there's not enough of. I'm never going to stop pounding this into you. 9 out of 10 people, I don't care who they think they are, what their educational background is, they're doing the same thing all the time. You got to let go of your disease. You got to let go of your symptom. The ramifications of this run very deep. If you can get my point, the ramifications will run very deep. For instance, the minute you realize that your cure is in feeding your health, you stop focusing on your disease. You don't measure your improvements based upon the lessening or the decrease or the change in your symptomology. Let me say that another way. If you have low back pain and somebody's told you your low back pain is because you have a facet syndrome, you've got a 3 millimeter disc bulge just slightly touching the dural sheath. If you've been given an orthopedic diagnosis, which is often a diagnosis of exclusion, and I'm going to define that in a moment. A lot of you are getting diagnoses of exclusion. Most of you going into doctor's offices are just being given a description of your symptoms. I'll give you an example. You walk in because your head hurts. You say to your doctor, you know, my head hurts. 3 days a week, my head hurts. And the doctor says, hang out for a few minutes. I'm going to test you in a variety of ways. Then I'm going to tell you what's going on. And he does his tests and he goes into the other room and he has a little conference, reads an article, comes out and says, you have a headache. You walk in saying your head hurts and you walk out with the doctor stamping on your head that you have a headache. You laugh. That's exactly what they're doing. I'll give you an example. It's a lot closer to home. Cancer. Do you know that the diagnosis of cancer means nothing? It doesn't mean anything. Well, yes, in a sense. You've got an issue you've got to deal with, but that's just a description of what's going on. Cancer means an uncontrolled cell replication rate. It means cells are multiplying and multiplying faster than they're supposed to multiply in their primordial, not mature adult state. And that's happening unwantedly in an unsupervised way. Great. So you find out you have that. You walk out. I have cancer. What is that? It's not really a diagnosis. It's just a description. Diagnosis is cause. Diagnosis is causality. You've just been told you have cancer. You've just been told you have heart disease. You've just been told you have senile dementia. You've just been told you have the beginning of Alzheimer's. You've just been told you're diabetic. You've just been told you have an autoimmune disease. You've been told nothing. What you should be told, in the interest of diagnosis, rather than a diagnosis of exclusion, we don't know what the cause is, so we give it a stupid name. No better example exists than fibromyalgia. Have you been told you have fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia, check the name out. Pain in the myofascial system, fibromyalgia. There we go. Pain in the head is a headache. You laugh. That's what people go to doctors for. Idiotic diagnoses of exclusion. Here's a diagnosis to fibromyalgia. You, John Q. Smith, are internalizing your emotions, grinding up your teeth because you're frustrated with your life and it began in childhood. And all that grinding and all that twisting locks up your neck and your cranial bones all the way down to your feet. So you wake up every day in an entire cascade of muscular pain. That's a diagnosis. See, that's a functional diagnosis. It tells you what really the cause is. But if your fibromyalgia is from that, nothing's mentioned about that. We just give you a name and we say, this is how you treat fibromyalgia. Go ahead, look it up. Cures for fibromyalgia. This guy's got this cure and this guy's got this cure and that guy's got that cure. MDs, herbalists, everybody's got a cure for something. And what you need is a diagnosis, but what you get instead of a diagnosis is a diagnosis of exclusion, just a mere little description of what you already know you have. That's what we call medicine today. And that's why medicine today is failing. It fails generally, whether it's holistic or it fails if it's allopathic. It fails because you're not taking in the advanced concepts. There are deeper concepts. I'm giving you the first one now. Treat health, not disease. Focus on health, not disease. Okay, focus on health, not disease. Let me give you a sense of how that works. A person comes in with incorrigible low back pain for 20 years. And this person's been everywhere. You know the type. They've been down for years, and they've been everywhere. They've been to every medical doctor, every medical clinic in the world, and they've been to every holistic practitioner, everywhere. They've spent the best that money can buy, and when they walk in, they know more specific, unfortunately, nonsense about all the little fun facts about their illness. Is that you? I know at least 25% of my audience right now, this fits them perfectly. It's not your fault. Please don't understand. I am not saying that you should take this personally, but I am saying this is the truth, and this is where you're missing it. And so you go into some relationship along the line of a healing for this unrelenting low back pain. And 2 months later, your low back pain is the same. And you go back to your doctor and you say, listen, this really isn't working. I know it's been 25 years, but of course I should be able to at least make a dent in this after 2 months. Or let's make it 4 months or 6 months. And since my pain level's about the same, and I check it every day, every minute of every day, I'm listening to that low back pain and that neck pain and that pain down my leg and that pain in my hip. I'm listening, and I can tell you assuredly, it's the same as it was 2 months ago. That same person may be sleeping better. That same person may be digesting better. That same person may have better bowels. That same person may be moving bile when they flush their gallbladder. That same person may have eliminated all their exposure to harmful magnetic fields, computers and cell phones and all the other garbage. So that same person that's given it 6 months in some therapy for incorrigible low back pain looks 6 months later at that symptom and says, the symptom's the same. The heck with this therapy. When in fact, they're thinking better, they're sleeping better, they're digesting better. They've eliminated their EMF. They're cleansing more efficiently, and it doesn't mean a darn thing because all their focus is where? All their focus is on their symptom. And that is why they fail. I just said it perfectly. I just said it perfectly. You got to get that. You focus on the symptom with a diagnosis of exclusion. Let's put it together now. You ache and you pain all over your body. Or you've got multiple metastases of tumors all over your body. And you're counting those tumors. You're doing those blood tests to see if your cancer markers are increasing. You're looking for that immunotherapy that's going to hit the nail on the head. You're looking for that new chemo cocktail that they promised you was on the way. You're praying every night to get into that experimental group for this new drug for your specific cancer, just tailor-made for you. They just figured it out last week. And you're focused on it. But you hate your life. But you hate your wife. But you hate your job. But you live in toxic, polluted swamps. You live in filthy, dirty ecosystems. You live in places flowers won't even grow. You're sedentary. Your diet stinks. But you're doing everything you can do. Because you're scanning that web every day looking for the solution to your specific cancer. And if somebody suggests, no, you got to feed health, you go, my job? What does the fact that I hate my job have to do with my brain tumor? What does the fact that my teeth are rotting out have to do with my autoimmune disease? You say, you know what? This is really just too far-fetched. I went to some doctor because I had superative IBS that was resisting antibiotic therapy, and that doctor said it's related to your bite. You see, if you're focused on the symptom, you're missing the way the body works. If I could get this to 50% of my audience, I would quit tomorrow. I would literally pack up, leave, go do something else for a living. That's how important this is to me. I've been saying this for over 25 years. And I admittedly have failed. We have really drank the Kool-Aid. The doctors have drank it because they go to holistic schools. When I say doctors, I'm not talking about medical doctors. Those guys do what they do. They're good for trauma medicine, acute infection, stuff like this. They're good for the emergencies. After that, they haven't got a clue. But holistic medicine was supposed to come on in and make and offer an alternative. And yet the schools, it doesn't matter, acupuncture school, chiropractic school, naturopathic school, all the holistic schools teach from the standpoint of, you've got this problem, this is what you do for it. Collectively, we are afraid right now. You know, the public, you, I'm talking to you. You have become the beast. It's not your fault, but you have become the beast for the healing tradition because nobody wants to tell you that there are these out-of-the-box connections between what you're suffering from and what you have to do about it. Can you imagine tomorrow if every single person with terminal cancer was told point blank, look, somewhere in there is a little boy or a little girl who's hated their life for a long, long, long time. And you've got to identify that piece of you that's been miserable for all these years because your immune system will not work in that state of being. Can you imagine if we ever started telling people the truth? Can you imagine if we ever started telling people that the autoimmune disease that you have is because you've lived in sympathetic dominance for 30 years, and at this point, at the drop of a pin, you flip like a crazy animal, and your immune system doesn't know your tissue from invading bacteria. You've created a maelstrom. You've created a volcano of insane immune system cells that are eating your flesh now. Who cares if it's ankylosing spondylitis versus multiple sclerosis versus rheumatoid arthritis versus psoriatic arthritis? Spoke to somebody the other day. They've got terminal cancer. They've lived with psoriatic arthritis for 30 years. Do you think there's one oncologist that's made a link between the two? And if one did, people are focused on their cancer. Take your disease, take your symptom, stay focused on it, and you will guarantee yourself an earlier death. No freedom from disease this way. If you're new to the show, if you're driving, if you just tuned in, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Listen to this show. I'm trying to tell you people the truth. Yeah. Everybody yaks about the truth. This is a lot harder for me to say than not to say. The model in medicine is to give you a diagnosis of exclusion and an herb, a cleanse, a surgery, or a pharmaceutical drug for a solution. It doesn't work that way. It's a lot easier. It would be a lot easier if it worked that way. But we're applying the wrong perspectives. We're barking up the wrong tree. So this message is, in a sense, ahead of itself. And yes, people nod. Yes, it makes sense. Watch them work with it. Cerebrally, it makes sense. When you work with it, you'll see how little you really end up understanding. Where the rubber meets the road, you got to understand your sleep apnea is related to your chronic renal disease. Your sleep apnea. That cesarean, or that episiotomy, or that grade 3 perineal tear that occurred repeatedly as you birthed your third, your fourth, and your fifth kid is the reason you have dementia, is the reason you have deep depression, You've worked your entire life in radiation. You're an airline stewardess and you have leukemia or lymphoma. Take a look. Instead of living in Patagonia or New Zealand, or instead of going to Patagonia or New Zealand at a reduced rate for a year and spending $10,000 living in the countryside, something you could afford, you've decided that is an outlandish suggestion. And you're going to fix your serious disease right here in Redondo Beach or Huntington Beach or Torrance or Costa Mesa. You're going to fix it living in these cesspools. These are cesspools. Listen, for people who study this stuff, yes, Costa Mesa. I don't know anywhere down here that isn't swimming in it. For people who study it, when you really go after a disease and you start going through the lists of chemical toxicities that you're being subjected to, maybe you can stay healthy, but once you trip up and fall in the crevice of disease, to get out of that, you need a pristinely clean ecosystem. I would really think about that if I were you. I would think about finding $10,000 and getting out. Yeah, $10,000, right. Go rent some hut. Go rent a room in a wood house. Go camp out in a tent. Get out of this filthy cesspool we call the American urban environment. Find somewhere clean. There are clean places in Idaho. There are clean places in Oregon. There are clean places in Washington. There are even clean places in California. But you gotta wrap yourself around the advanced concept. I'm going to complete this show in an hour. Get to my website. I'm going to go on. StraightTalk.cc. Those of you new to the show, if you're lost in the labyrinth of health and you want your portfolio, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Don't come looking for an herb. Come looking for an explanation. We'll see you next week. Okay, part two of the show. If you're listening, you're on the website. That's straighttalk.cc. So what do you think? Have I repeated myself all too often? Well, I'm going to keep repeating myself until I think you understand. But you have to understand in the trenches of your disease. Now, I just touched on this in the half-hour appetizer today. America's got to change their perception of where to put their focus in a healing. It is so imbued. It is so just tragically imprinted with the wrong perceptions of how to navigate their healing that the healings are all too few. I don't think I'm half bad at what I do. So assuming I'm half good at what I do, then I have, I think, a clear and accurate view after 20 plus years of what we're doing wrong. Because the bottom line is many people fail where they could have succeeded. Many people take years when they could have taken months. And what I harped on in the first part of the show was focusing on the symptom. What are you calling an office for, any office, my office, and saying, I have interstitial cystitis, and I'd like to know what the doctor's cure rate is for that? Or what are you getting online, researching the myth of your disease, and saying, well, you know, I've done research, and from what I can see, this is what must be going on. These perspectives don't work. And I explain to you why. But it doesn't seem to matter. people are like animals. You train an animal a certain way, try training it the out. You know the expression, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It kind of seems that's where we're at. Listen, the temptation to continue to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, to continue to ask you to drink the Kool-Aid, the temptations to have you do that are enormous. Because it's easy if you can just convince people that an herb or a therapy or a remedy or some new far-flung solution, meaning I know what your cancer is, it's a microbe. I know what your cancer is, it's your metal count. I know what your disease is, it's your emotion. If you can just pin it on one thing that most people don't pin it on and you can sell it because you believe it, well then, in fact, it's much easier. But it's not reality. And to the hard measure of statistics, to real scrutiny, it doesn't stand up. So I really want you to get this. Take your disease. If your disease is cancer, you have to forget about your cancer. And you have to get to your sleep, your emotions, the scars on your body, reducing your electromagnetic fields around your organs, your infections, your causes of immunodeficiency, your sympathetic dominant state, your birth trauma causing your sympathetic dominant state, your birth trauma causing severe structural damage, your bad bite, your genetic predisposition, your by birth, your weak glandular system, your extreme constitution grossly slanting the way you're supposed to live your life versus somebody else. If you're high kapha, if you are made of mucus, oil, and phlegm because you're big and thick and large, big boned, stocky, propensities towards mucus. If that's the way you are, you have to consider that your lifestyle may be grossly injurious to the extremeness of your constitution. If you're Catherine Hepburn Vada, meaning if you're frail, I don't mean frail, you can be a young tennis star, but if you're very slender, if you border on cachexia, you have to consider that your lifestyle, an extreme Vata, a triple air sign that's high Vata, living at 6,000 or 7,000 feet, that goes vegan, that's an O blood, that's sympathetic dominant, is dead. There's an example. And if you don't look at your brain tumor, at your autoimmune disease, at your multiple sclerosis, at your chronic low back pain, at your constant, relentless, incessant hyperthyroidism, as your Hashimoto's syndrome, as whatever you've got, your toenail fungus, if you don't look at it from the standpoint of the fact that you're a triple air sign and your dosha is Vata and you're living on a mountaintop in the middle of the desert, you're dead. Don't you like the freedom of straight talk when it goes straight to you off internet? Refreshing, isn't it? It's like letting a leopard out of a cage. So listen up. I'm sending all my new prospective patients to this show. I'm going to post this show right on the homepage. I want them all to listen, and I don't want you to call my office if this doesn't agree with you. If this agrees with you, you need to be here. If this doesn't agree with you, don't waste your time. You're just not there yet in your evolution, or you may never be there in your evolution. I wish you the best. I really do. But we're not going to be a match. We're going to be a match if you can walk in and say, "Doctor, I've got what's been diagnosed as yada yada, and I need to know what to do for my health. What's my health portfolio? You pay me for a health portfolio. You pay me to help you navigate your way to cure. And I don't cure you. I don't diagnose you. I don't treat you. I teach you what to do for you, and your body figures out the cure. That is the truth. That is the way it works. That is the essence of holistic medicine. And if you get it that way, you cannot miss that and some honesty. But if you're going to let your Pharisee-type mind get in the way, you're going to have a very hard time. It may not be worth your time. I'm defining for you the essence, the truth, the fundamental axioms of holistic medicine. And I implore you to understand it is not about the herb, although herbs are part of it. You can't reference your healing to the herbs. You have to reference the healing to the things that you need to do, product of good counsel. That's why you should do it under supervision. It's a lot for people to hear that they need to move. Now, this isn't everybody. But if you're dealing with something heavy, any of the autoimmune diseases, somebody tells you you've got multiple sclerosis, get out of town. That's my advice to you. Get out of town for as long as you can get out of town. And if you can't, stay in town, but move to a cleaner place. You know, what's a cleaner place? It's not Redondo Beach, and it isn't Santa Monica. Go up to Santa Barbara, go down to Laguna, go to San Clemente. They're still filthy, but at least it's cleaner than San Pedro. It's cleaner than Palos Verdes. You know, that's a big one for a lot of people because there's so much money in Palos Verdes, and people have this conception that, or misconception that they have money, and therefore, they must be getting the best. If you live in Palos Verdes, you're getting the worst. The air in Palos Verdes should be banned. Oh, no, but you don't understand, Medici. It's the ocean air. Are you kidding me? You ever see that brown stuff on a smoggy day out there over the ocean? That's going right into your cells. So what ocean air? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I hurt for you. I really do hurt for you. You are getting such a shaft. And the stubbornness of some people, it's just incredible to me. They think they know. And that's just fear. People have to insist they know, because if they pull their head out and put it out there in the open air where they could at least have the chance of seeing, they'd freak. People got to feel like they have control. And the way you feel like you've got control is you just narrow your focus. But then, of course, you fail. You fail with the comfortable assurance that you were right. That's the way it works. That's the way life works. But fail is fail. You don't get the job done. You failed. It's not what you wanted. You got a brain tumor. 20 years later, you have a disease still that you didn't fix. If you even last that long. You have an autoimmune disease. Call it any way you want. You still got it 5, 10, 15 years later. Not good. Look, to some extent, it's your attitude. To the other extent, it's the attitude we in holistic medicine. No, I'm not even talking about the allopaths. The doctors that are part of holistic medicine have been taught, every single one of them. I don't care what they say, and I don't care what the schools say. I've been to enough of them. They are all about this therapy fixes what you got. Pay me. That is the bottom line, and it doesn't work. All right. Now, navigating it along the way. How do you know when from the first month to month six to month 12, you may have the same amount of pain. The tumor may be the same size. You may have the perceptible symptoms of your autoimmune disease the same way you did 6 months earlier. It took you 30 years to manifest the disease and the symptom. It takes time. Great. But how do you know how you're doing along the way? This is the big question. And of course it is, because you, the public, are putting in time. You're putting out money. You're putting out energy. You're trusting doctors. And if your symptoms haven't changed, how are you going to know how you're doing? Meaning, how do you know if you're getting a return on your investment? The problem there and the solution there is you have to start looking at the little things that aren't related to the symptom. And those little things can span from the sleep is better, your attitude is better, your digestion is better, your bowel movements in the morning are better. Somehow you just have more faith. Your muscle tone's a little better. The walk around the block is easier. You don't have to use your cane. Your tumor's just as big, but your back pain went away. Everything hurts just as much, but you're starting to get bile. You're starting to understand that the disease is something that came out of you because you were so unhappy. There's one. There's a great example. For months, nothing's changed until you start to realize that you've been so angry at the loss of a relationship or a loved one or the school you never went to or the profession you thought you were going to have but never did. It's going to happen at one time or another, God willing, for you. One day you wake up, perhaps under counsel, and you realize that vegan lifestyle or that meat-eating lifestyle was wrong for you. And you take the leap into a different format. And a month or two later, you still have diabetes and your blood sugar's still not down, but somehow you feel a little bit better eating a ketogenic diet, or somehow you feel a little bit better eating a vegan diet. But if you stay focused on the symptom, you will never notice any of this. Now, that's the easy peasy of how you need to focus. And yes, for you, it can be an act of faith. An act of faith because the tumor may be getting bigger. And who cares if you're sleeping better, you see? So there's an act of faith, but that is the way it works. God, if you believe in God, and hopefully you believe in God, God may not be talking to you in the obvious way. He may be talking to you in the mystical way. And if you're thinking about what this has to do with your brain tumor or your autoimmune disease or your back pain or your digestive problems or the fact that you have pancreatitis or you have a gallstone or a kidney stone or a parasitic infection that's raging and it's all over your body and so on and so forth, if in fact you're asking yourself what this has to do with that, you're missing the point. But nonetheless, looking at improvements, even if they're small, outside the particular symptom or marker that you're focused with is part one. Here's part two. Here's the more subtle part of how you're supposed to navigate. You have to get body-centered to the point where you begin to have the physical experience of prana. Now, I just opened Pandora's box. I know that. I may be sick of saying this, but I'll never stop saying it. Because you've got to know it. Prana, chi, what is that? See, to our demented Western mind, we don't have a machine that measures it, so it doesn't exist. How many God-fearing, religious, people who claim to be filled with faith because they have a PhD in physics or some higher degree in law or they're CPAs or they're engineers or whatever they are, will at one point claim they believe in God because they go to church, know scripture, whatever scripture, from whatever religion, and at the same time, because we don't have a machine to prove that prana exists, you can't possibly be feeling it in your experience because the machine over there doesn't exist to prove that it's real. And that's what most people do. They have no sense of the experience of it. Yeah, and for those of you who listen to the show regularly, right, you've heard this before. But the truth is when you actually work with it along the lines of your illness, your symptom, your disease, I watch all of this disappear. Really and truly, what you are building as you build health, as you do the exercises of health, what you are building is a more precise antenna to the amount of, to the degree of, to the intensity of, to the frequency of that feeling in your body that tells you throughout your whole body or that body part, your limb, your arm, your neck, your leg, that there's that oozing, pleasant, euphoric, warm feeling moving through your body. To know qi in your experience is the beginning of being able to grow that experience. To know it is to be able to grow it. Now, especially if you're new to the show, if you're a new patient, because I'm directing all my new patients to this show, and this is too whacked out for you, it is because you are very young in your understanding of this. But anybody under my care is beseeched, is implored, is obliged through supervision to understand what I'm talking about when I say to know the flow of that in their body is to begin to grow it to the point where it will shift your chemistry and your body will evolve the solution to your illness, your symptom, or your disease. Now, that may be a far cry from the person listening to this show that was directed to this show by my staff in the interest of, does he treat interstitial cystitis? I got his name from a website on multiple sclerosis. What's his success rate? I've had a heart attack and I haven't been the same. What can I do for it? I've got 5 symptoms and I'd like to know how we're going to go after them. You see? If you're thinking that way, this is going to be news. If you're not thinking that way, this is going to be news. If you're the audience that's followed me for 5 years on these assorted radio shows, I'm telling you this is still going to be news because I'm asking you if you understand what it is to stretch, to breathe, to be cross-fibered, to have your muscles pulled off your bone, to have any one of the great sacred rituals, exercises that can give you the experience of prana. And I know that answer all too often is no. You may have listened to this show for years and you still don't understand because you're still not having this experience. And I get it. Some people like to listen to health shows for entertainment value. And that's fine. And some people are going to move on things when they're ready. And that's fine too. But just assuming you are interested in answers, I'm giving you the foundations for them. And I've paid enough dues and I've studied for enough years and I've done enough things and I've known enough people to tell you, you, me, and nobody is going to concoct a series of herbal solutions for your chronic, relentless, progressive, degenerative disease. which is not to mean that you're not going to do cleanses, because you are and you must. You know what makes me laugh? I'll tell you what makes me laugh. I know someone's going to listen to this show and call the office and say, I've just been diagnosed with C. difficile in my intestines. What does the doctor do for that? I know it's going to happen. You know, Candace Pert tells a fantastic story talking to Bill Moyers. Look up Candace Pert, Bill Moyers. They did a healing series together. It's a fantastic story. Candace is talking about when, back in the days of Columbus, you know, Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria, when the ships were coming to the shores of, I don't know, El Salvador, different islands in the Caribbean, documented in the historical literature is Indians looking and staring at the ships, but not seeing them. And that's the way it is when you hear something that's too big. You're hearing it, but you're not hearing it. You're seeing it, but you're not seeing it. When the ego cannot handle what the senses are bringing in, when the brain can't, because of the ego, interpret what the senses are bringing in, it doesn't register. I find that fascinating. I find it as fascinating as when groups of women do seminars together that go on for weeks, they all start menstruating together. Gentlemen, did you know that? I've seen that in many of my classes. It's fascinating to me. How do a bunch of females in some class that they're all taking that might go on for 3-4 months end up menstruating on the same week? Starting in different places, ending up in sync with each other. That to me is fascinating. How do women know their mates on the basis of smell? Oh, his scent. I knew his scent. That fascinates me. There are so many things going on in the human body we are never going to get the answers to. And you're talking to someone that will be studying till he's dead, studying well into his sixth decade. I'm all for science. I wish I knew why, but I am. I'm all for it. And if I wasn't, I'd be trapped within it, because I'll always be studying science, but we're never going to figure this out. You have to throw it into the body. You have to light up the central junction box and let God's computer pump out the answers. It's the only way you're going to get the job done. It is the only way. Sleep, emotions, scars reducing electromagnetic fields, infections. How about you have cancer or an autoimmune disease, but your infectious titer is so high? Cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, all sorts of parasitic antibodies. Blah, 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 blah. Rickettsia, Lyme. Be careful with this Lyme thing. The holistic people have gone ape poop with the Lyme thing. They do this isogenics test, and because you're positive in a couple of bands, they start telling you it's Lyme. Please be careful with that. There's no reason for you to have Lyme. There is no tick bite. There is no bullseye. You weren't even in the woods, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. But they're sure, because of that isogenics test, that you've got Lyme. So we throw it on in there. Please don't fall for that crap. There's so much of that crap around now. But, in a sense, if the infectious titer, if the totality of your infections hits a certain level, that infectious burden will interfere with the healing, especially if your healing needs the immune system. Like a cancer. Like an autoimmune disease. Like lots of things we don't even know about. Here's another one, the ecosystem of the gut. You haven't been breastfed. Oh, but it doesn't matter because the profiles they did in my intestines show that, you know, my gut bacteria are fairly good. I don't think this is a factor. Be careful. There's so much return on healthy, viral probiotics fed by prebiotics, experimented with by stuffing the viral ones up through your rectum or down through your gut, that you can't go wrong supporting that. People that eat the strong homemade probiotic foods, the real Bulgarian yogurt, the real aged cheeses, the real retention enemas. Try Mutiflor. Try fecal implants. We've decided to reduce care of the ecosystem of the gut. We've reduced it to a couple of tests from Geneva Diagnostics because, of course, science can figure all this out. You got to go experientially. You've got to approach your healing empirically. You are an experiment. The purpose of that experiment is to fine-tune your senses to the growth of your experience. Your experience, meaning more little things become important. Your experience, more prana flows. Am I making sense? Am I making sense to my regular audience? Am I making sense to my new audience? Am I succeeding, at least in lifting a brow? To those of you afflicted by illness, by disease, months, years, decades, and in fact, you're spinning in circles, but this is just too bizarre for you. Have I at least whet your appetite? 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you are ill, if you are sick, if this makes sense to you, call my office staff. Let's start it off in the right direction. In the only direction, because it's the foundational direction. All right, that's it. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.